Okay, so we're moving on as we started yesterday to set up the question about Toldos Kiyotz Ben Olav Kiyotz Ben. We set up the Machlokas, the Rashi and the Rif, seemingly the Machlokas, Rashi and the Rif, and how to understand what the question was of Hachamai. We didn't understand how does Rashi even say, Rashi had said, Mi Amrina Toldos Kiyotz Ben Loshna Av Loshna Tolda. Im hizik mishalim odim olo. Rashi dibramatzko hachamai on beizam at beiz. The simple implication is that you don't have to pay at all if we say toldo sein lav kiyotzben, and that all the rishonim, mainly also the achronim, say what's pshat in Rashi? How is that possible? That dim olo? Because if so, then how is it even called a toldo? Okay, we said we were going to answer. We're going to try to answer up Rashi in a couple of different ways. We saw also within the Rif, we asked the question, we saw that there are two different ways to ask the question. When we're asking about Hachamai, is it, we're saying, is Nezikin more similar to Shabbat, more similar to Tuma? Okay, and that's where we explained that, that's what we thought Rashi, how Rashi was looking at the Gemara, as opposed to the Rif. The Rif explained that not that way, and definitely how the Rush explained the Rif. Because the Rush had said that what made us even ask the question whether Toldos Kiyotzim and Olav Kiyotzim Behem is because Mehecha Teisa, we said we didn't know where we would even think that it's not. It's the son of the father. If it's son of the father, of course it's like the father, right? Meaning it comes and emanates from the father. Why would I think that there's any distinction? Mehecha Teisa. So we had said from that point of Mehecha Teisa, from where would I even have that Havamina? Obviously, he explained the Gemara differently than Rashi, but rather like we saw on the left side of the board, that really the whole point of Hachamai is that we have a precedent that sometimes it's Toldo Sein Kiyotzben. Toldo Sein is Lav Kiyotzben, one by Shabbos and one by Shabbos and one by Tumah. Here we want to know Mai. It's not that more similar to the Tumah. That's what we had explained, the Rush and how the Rif learned the Gemara. And one of the things that I asked you to see also was the Pilpul Charifta in Od Gimel, that it said why specifically would one not learn it similar to Tumah? Why would the Rif not learn? Why would the Rif not learn like Rashi? So if you open up the Rush quickly,
Rashi is more like Tumah.
Right, that's the question. The question is it more like Tumah or more like?
So Rashi, the Rif is saying that you have to learn Rashi for more to
Shabbos. Right. What the Rif is saying. I don't even say, meaning the question where we said Mehecha Teisa, where would I even think that Toldos are what? Are Lav Kiyotze Behen. So what do you mean, where do I think? It's Mefurash in the Gemara. The Gemara says we have a case of Tumah that says that it's Lav Kiyotze Behen. So what do you mean? I think I have a very good precedent in the Gemara. Why do I have to come on to this thing called what? All the differences between Shor Tam and Shor Mut, just say Tumah. So either you didn't explain the question that way, or like Rashi did explain it, or the reason it couldn't be explained is because it's not similar at all. Why is it not similar at all? So that's what the Pilpul Charifta in Od Gimel, in the Rush, explained. Just look at it. The Od Gimel in the Rush that I asked you to see yesterday, that he had said in the Rush. Says Kaven the Adina Misvara, the Rush at explaining the Rif. That once we know Misvara, that Kol Toldos Avos, Kaven Shadomi Mahem Bechol Tzad, Mehecha Teisa, Lom Mechalek Benayu, Kaven the Adina Misvara, Kol Toldos Avos, that are Doma Lahem Bechol Tzad, right? They're so similar to the Av, Lama Mechalek Betashlamim, why should I make this Chiluk? Says the Pilpul Charifta, Meata in the Demotan Avos the Tumah. We shouldn't compare them to Avos Atuma. Why? The Hasama told us Eina Mishum did Domos Avos. It's not that they're similar to the Av by the case of Avos Tuma. It's not that they're similar, like we just said, in the case of Nezikin. El Mishum did no Dumina Avos. But what happens? The Avi Avos Atuma touched somebody. Now he becomes an Avatuma. The Avatuma by touching Adam or Kalim, now it's born out of that, or it emanates from that, a Toldo, or what we would call an Av, or a Risham. V'kevon shemehen no lad, no du, shurat adin notain, shalo yukiyotz ben, elo mat man. So the din should be that they shouldn't be the same, since, right, it's basically an existential reality. You have a father and you have a son. They're not on the same level. Right? So therefore, it makes a lot of sense. Tumah, right? The Maharal has a concept. When you start learning about the Maharal's Machshava, he says you can't compare God and basically a creation. Right? His language in Maharalisms is there's an Ilah and there's an Alul. Ilah means someone who created, put everything into existence. An Alul is a creation. And basically, there's a very fine line just in existential reality that says there's a father and there's a son. That's it. You can't say they're on the same level. That's what it means by when it comes to Tumah. Tumah was no lad behen. So it's pashut that Tumah, that what? Toldos saying lav kayotze behen. As opposed to Masha'en Cain told us, then Ezekiel, that what? They smell like the father. They're a father. Right? Shedomin in all sides to the father. Shedomin la'avod the cold side. V'lomi hem noldu. So therefore, it's not that they were created. There happens to be a difference, a small difference. Okay? But they're exactly like it. So therefore, lama nichalik b'tashlim, why should it be different? I should have said toldos is ke'avos. And that's why the Rif then explains, because once we saw there's a chiluk in tashlumin, there we thought to say that maybe that it is lav kiyotz behem. Okay? So that's how the Pilpul HaRif is explaining why, for example, the Rif would not, when he looked at the Gemara, say that, oh, where's the precedent? That I needed to come up with all these chilukim of what? Of Tashlume Nezek. Now the question we asked on the Rif, right, which we're going to answer today also, is it seems to be that it opened up Avos, and then he limited it to what? He limited it only to Karen Nezek, right? But we're talking about all Avos, right? And that's only seeming to be a limited din. So obviously, one of the ways, I mean, that was a question we saw in the little bet in the Rif. We're going to answer that today, to that we're going to have to say somehow it was Lav Dafka, and it's referring to all the Avos. But even if we say it's Lav Dafka, we have to say why specifically is it bringing down the case of Karen? Okay, why bring down that case? Why bring down that case? What's that? What's the Chiddush Dafka of bringing down the Chilukim between Shor Tam and Shor Mut? Okay? So, within that, to be able to explain this Rashi and even the Rif in more detail, we said we were going to do two opposite approaches. The approach of the Briska Rav and the approach of Rav Nachum. When I say opposite, we'll explain. And again, it comes back to the Chakira of understanding the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah we started off saying Arba Avos Nezikin. Sounds like there are four separate categories. One not to do with the other, except for that they're called a nezek. And then all of a sudden we said, Atzara Shabbat Shabbat, is that dark on Lahazik and Shmiras Alecha? To the point that we said, the Mishnah in Tess also says, Kol Shechafti Bishmirasi, Hechsharti Tanezek. Meaning, which is it? Is it that they're all together, they're all in the same, exact same thing, and that's what, they have one Mechanem Mishutaf? Or is it four separate categories? Why do I need both? And seemingly it even contradicts each other. So why do I have that? And we're going to see two opposite approaches to answer everything that we're hopefully going to try to do today. Okay? So just like again, we said Lamentes Malachos. Lamentes Malachos, you have 39 separate tracks. And you don't say, you know what? Since Ketiva is called a Malacha, and Zriya is called a Malacha, must be, let's go compare every single detail to them. What do you mean? They're called a Malacha, but they're totally different animals. You don't start comparing them. Okay, there might be a couple of things that you have certain similarities, but at a whole, you don't say Atzara Shabbat Shabbat. So why all of a sudden you say Atzara Shabbat Shabbat? And again, just to even strengthen the question, once you say, the Mishnah says Atzara Shabbat Shabbat, so then why do I even need the categories? What's the purpose of the categories? Okay, so within this, to understand it, everyone learned Be'iyun today, a Gemara that the Briska Rav brought down, which is the continuation of our Gemara, that said, Tanu Rabbanan, I bet, it had said that there were Gimel Avos Nemru Bashor, HaKeren Vashem Beregel, Keren Minalan, everyone with me, Bezam Bez, the Tanu Rabbanan, Ki Yigach, Meir, I saw your question, just write it down, I want to make sure we cover it, and I want to hear questions after. Tanu Rabbanan, Ki Yigach, Inigichel B'Keren, Shenemar Vayaslo Tzidkiyah Ben Kanana Karnei Barzel. He says, make sure, Ko Amar Hashem, that with these iron horns, what should he do? Tenagach et Aram. Go and wipe out Aram. We see that the language of Negicha and Karen happen. And then the Gemara says, not only in this Pasuk, but also in the Pasuk, in Dvarim B'chor Sharo, Hardarlo, Vikarnei Re'im Karnav, Behemamim Inagach. So we see two Pasukim. Once we see two Pasukim that has Karen in Inagach, the Gemara says, oh, we see that what? The Karen is Negicha, beautiful. But then the Gemara says, why do I need what? Why do I need two Pasukim? Anytime that happens, you have to ask that both within the Gemara and within a Rishon, that not only in Pasukim, but also in answers, you need to say what? If there are two answers, what's weak? What's missing in one answer that forced Tosfos or the Gemara to ask a second one? Same true in Rashi and Chumash. The same is true when you learn everything. Anything you're learning, you have to figure out. When the Ramban on the Chumash brings two answers, and he brings down from the Ibn Ezra, the reason is there was something bothering. Was it a textual problem? Was it a conceptual problem? Was it a philosophical problem? This is how you have to start training yourself always. Why the two answers? One second, what's wrong with the first one? What are the assumptions of the first answer that the second answer is disagreeing with? So the same thing over here. Why did he do Pesukim? The first Pesuk was beautiful. Wasn't the first Pesuk beautiful as much as Mr. Abramowitz wanted to kill me tonight? But why do I need the second one? Why do I need two Pesukim? That's what the Gemara asks. My Va'omer. Right? What is this Va'omer business? Gemara says, because V'chi Teima, I might tell you, Divrei Torah mid Divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinon, that what? That I, if you want to tell me, okay, Negicha from Karen, from Malachim Aleph, right? We don't learn Divrei Torah mid Divrei Kabbalah. And Mr. Abramowitz and I also heard a shir way back when that asked the same question. I didn't get a chance to finish seeing all the Rishonim. So basically saying, why not skip the step and just quote the Pasuk mid Divrei Torah first? Right? Basically, and okay, but why even have to get, why even have to get to that?
And then also, like, but then you might think that it's only
no, because the whole point is that me divrei, the detached horn is only by the pasuk in the divrei kabbalah. That's the whole havamina came. So what Abramowitz says is, I don't even need to have this havamina. The my gomer, just switch it around.
So something you might not think it's a detached horn. You might not think it's an attached horn, but even so, you should bring up the pasuk from the Torah first because A, the Torah is more.
Chashuv, yeah.
And also, Tadir Shayna, Tadir Kodem. It's much more likely that you're going to have attached horns on your short than non attached horn. Why do I need to start bothering with
that? That's what Rashi said. I won't say the word Tadir, but Orche Hachi. Right? That's the way it is. Right? Tadir is not the right principle, but that's the Orche. That's the Orche. That's the norm. Okay? And you would avoid all this Havami. So I got to go do my research, do my homework to go answer that question. Okay? But how the Gemara presents it is V'chi Teima. Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah lo yalfina. I might have thought that okay, I don't learn this halacha that a Karen, Mr. Piler, that a Karen Nikicha is from a Karen. Why? Because I don't learn Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah. So that's why I need the next pasuk. Toshma b'chor shoro hadarlo. Gemara asks v'hai meilfu. Right? Is this actual learning? What does it mean learning? Meilf means learning. That there's dinim. I'm learning dinim from this. No. What are you talking about? Gilui milsabamu. It's just revealing to me about a definition of what negicha is, but it's not telling me a dinim of pater or chiyuv. Right? Just tell me gilui milsabamu that negicha is bekarenu. Therefore, that's not the havamim. So why do I need both? Just very quickly, I pointed out to certain people, there's a Rabbeinu Peretz here that says, why is it called Kabbalah? It shouldn't say divrei Torah midivrei Kabbalah. Sturman, what should it say? If it's the pasuk from Malachim, it should be divrei Torah midivrei Nevi'im. What is this Divrei Kabbalah? You can see it all over the place in the Gemara. What does Divrei Kabbalah mean? So, Mr. Sher was Mechavi to Rabbeinu Peretz. He gives two interpretations. What does it mean with Divrei Kabbalah? So either it means, Mr. Sher, that it's Moshe, Kibel, Torah, Mesinai, and passed it down from Mesar, the Nevi'im. It's the concept of passing it down. For the language of Mikabel, that all the Nevi'im accepted it from Moshe at Har Sinai. But then there's a second interpretation. What else is it called Divrei Kabbalah? It's an Aramaic word. Kabbalah, it comes from the word imtsaok yitzak elai in shmot perek chavbet, that the Targum says the word screaming is what? Is from the word kuf bet lamed. If you look at the Targum, it means kabal, which means to scream out, which means the Nevi'im saw the realities and the tsaros of Am Yisrael, and their job was to give tochacha and to empathize together with the Kabbalahs of all of Am Yisrael. a nice parenthesis why it's called Divrei Kabbalah, which you will see all over Shas and different Rishonim. Close the parenthesis. The Gemara now says, so then why do I need both Psukim? Why do I need both Psukim? Says, Ma, with the same word I think. Kipolik Rachmana. I might have thought, when did the Torah make a distinction? And then when it says, V'chatzu et kaspo, to have chatzi nezek, that's between Beit Ham L'Muat, that's only by what? That's only by Keren Tulusha. What's Tulusha literally, Mr. Peller? Keren Tulusha literally means detached. So Rashi already says, don't learn it just as detached, but something that it's not the normal way. Okay? But, and therefore, if I would have had only the Pasuk, everyone with me, and that was by Malachi, I would have thought that it's either detached or how Rashi learns it, that it's not the norm. Not the norm. Okay? That's the case where we have the fine distinction between Shor Tam, Shor Muat, Chatzin Ezek, Nezek Shalom. Aval Mechuberes. Ema Kulum Wedesi, maybe I wouldn't have the distinction. And when I have a Keren Mechuber, the normal way where it just gores on its own, I would think that even from the beginning it's considered a Shor Muat, Tashma, that's why I need Mechor Shor Hadarlo. This is how the simple pshat here. That if I would have only had the one pasuk in Malachim, I would have thought the distinction is when it's not the norm. I'm reading it like Rashi. Right? When it's talush, that it's not the norm. Similar to the Karen of Tzidkiah ben Kanana, where you grab the animal by its horn, bein shinah, it's not the norm. In that case, only in that case, the Tom will only pay, not pay chatzin hezek, because it's the shinoi, it's not the derech. Okay? And the Balaam shouldn't have watched it. But mechuberet, that's the norm, maybe even from the beginning you have to pay nezek shalim. That's why the pasuk says for karnei re'im that we have the negicha. So everyone spent a lot of time on the Tosfos. Tosfos says, I don't even understand the hafamina. Aval mechuberet, ema kulum u'etesi. Everyone look at the Tosfos now. It says that what? L'shalim nezek shalim. Afilu b'pan rishon. I might have thought that a kerem mechuber, that even from the beginning we don't have the distinction of the text of the crop. Because that's the Havamina. Ask Tosfos, what's this Havamina? V'im Tomar. U'mehecha teisa beisa. Where are you going to learn? If I would have thought that the only Pasuk is where? Is from Malachi. And in Malachi we're talking about a Keren Tlusha. Okay? So that's what a Keren is. That's what I know what a Keren is. Okay? So why would I have a Havamina, ask Tosfos, that I should be chai of more than the actual source? Okay? You only have what's written in front of you. What's written in front of you is a category called Karen. What's called Karen? So it's called the Karen Tulusha. That's what I know. So you want to tell me that Karen, I should learn it. Where am I going to learn that Karen Muetes, that if it's what? That if it's Michubar, if it's an attached Karen, right away I'm what? Right away I'm a Michai of like a Mu'ud. As Tosus, where do I get this from? Mehecha Tesis Havamina. Imi Tlusha. Maybe you want to tell me, oh, I'll look at the text. What's the text that I know of? From the Pasuk from Tzidkiah. So Daya Kitlusha. So then you can only go from its source. It's called a Karen, that's what the source is. That's the source. I don't know anything more than that. To the point that the Rashba even says what? I showed it to you, some of you also. The Rashba says what? Why are you assuming the Chumrah? You should go the other way. Which is what? If I know when is there a distinction between Chatzin Ezek and Ezek Shalim, that's only by what? That's only by Karen Tulusha. But maybe Karen Mechubar, maybe what? Maybe I'm totally fucked. Maybe I'm totally fucked. I don't know anything. Why not say it's a suffix? I don't know. And I should be Mako. Meaning, you, the Gemara, is jumping Lechumra. Maybe it's totally Lechul. Maybe I'm Mamish Pata. That's how the Rashba learns it. And the Brisker Rav points out that Rashba also. Okay? Continue in the Tosos.
Because you don't know, because the place is saying you just go up the Chumra way.
What?
Because
that's what the Gemara says.
So
the Rashba says, why not go totally the cool? Why not go totally the cool? Right? Suffolk Mammon, we go the cool. That's the rule. By Isser, we go the Chumra. But this is Mammon. So why are you saying, oh, I don't know about it. The only thing I know about it is Karen Tulusha. That's the only thing I know about it. Right? That's the only thing I know. Keren Tulusha. Now by Mechubar, maybe it's Mu'edes, even Mitchila. What do you mean? First of all, where do you get this from? Right? If you're getting Keren Tulusha, if it's Keren Tulusha, so I know the rules of Keren Tulusha. The rules of Keren Tulusha is, there's a difference between Chatzin Hezek and Hezek Shalom. So therefore, to follow that, it's called in Hebrew, Shablon, stencil. That's what it is. That's where it gets it from. That you can't go more, right? And furthermore, the Rashi goes even a step further. If I don't know about it, we have a rule. Suffik momo no lekula. In parentheses, I'll tell you before we go to Tosfos, we quoted in the first year when some people were here, the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer answered up the Rashi's question to say that the assumption of the question is it's a suffik momo no lekula. And that's why it should be totally lekula. Chassam Sofer says that the iser to damage is what? Is v'nishmarta mo nafshatechem. I can't damage your stuff because I both have to keep. Meaning other people say b'after rechamocha, like the Rosh Hashiva said yesterday, l'tne'iver, right? But he also said it's a geder, it's a built-in iser that I can't what? I have to make sure to care about you, make sure not to hurt you. Meaning that the whole concept of suffik mom is not really suffik mom, it's suffik iser. And that's why you would go l'chumra. Close the parenthesis. Back to Tosfos. So Tosfos says, so where do I learn this from? Where do I learn this from? Okay? And Tosfos then says what? Go ahead, Mr. Vogel. Read the Tosfos. E. Right? Right?
Imisharavos.
Maybe you want to tell me. Oh, so maybe you want to tell me that it's like all the other avos. And that's why you're chayiv right away. Okay? Go ahead. Ha Tenach. Rabbeinu Tam. But come on, what does he say? Maybe you want to tell me that I'm chayav right away, and where am I going to learn it from? Not Karen Tzolusha, but I'm going to learn it from the other avos. It's a mematzinu from the other avos. He says that's good according to the mandamer that says Karen is stronger. Why? Because the definition of Karen is kavanas l'azik, and therefore Karen's included in the mematzinu. Yeah, as Rabbeinu Tam explains later. Right? Bafilu Karen Asim, even Karen's included in it. Could the Mefarash Rabbeinu Tam come on? That would be included in the Mematzinu to learn it from all the Avos. But that, he says, is what? But like a basic comparison. Just like we find it in this, so too, and you have basically similar qualities, just like you have it by Bor, that you're Chayim, so too you include all the other Avos, because they have the common characteristics. Just like by this, so too by this. You're a Shana Aleph in Kotel, he's a Shana Aleph in Kotel, right? You have a beard, he hasn't showered, you know, we're all together, right? Hopefully you have a shower. Now, but... Yes, it's going to. Okay, now, what does he say? Keep going, Mr. Vogel. This goes well according to the Manda Amar that says, you saw the Mishnah, everybody I know, the Gemara, on Daf Tet Vav, that there's a machlokas whether Chatzi Nezek is Mamon or Knas. I hope I showed a lot of people to look at it. Yeah, go ahead. Ayayayim. Go ahead.
The
Islam. Shabarim. Kain. Which means what? Chatzi Nezek is Mamon. And since Stam Shvarim Lav Cheskas Shimur Kami, which means what? That a regular shore, what does it mean Lav Cheskas Shimur Kami? What does it say there by Tedvav? What does it say? Right? We have a machlokes Amoroi between our Papa and Rav Huna Brei Rabbi Yeshua. Right? The Gemara had said there that what? Itmar Palka Nozka Chetzi Nezek. Rav Papa says it's Mamona. Rav Huna Brei Rabbi Yeshua says it's Knas. Rav Papa had said that it's Mamona. Why? Because Stam Shvarim Lav becheska shimur kaimon, which means what? What does it mean? Stam shvarim lav becheska shimur. What does it mean, Mr. Phillips? What does it mean? Stam shvarim lav becheska shimur kaimon.
Means that it's like
full. You already tell me the next thing. Before that, what does it mean?
A regular ox.
Do I need extra shmir or not?
No.
Yes. Stam, you're right. Stam shvarim la becheska shimur kaiminim. What does it mean, la becheska shimur kaiminim? It by itself is not guarded, and therefore man needs to guard it more. And therefore, if he does it, he should pay full. Everyone with me? Again, stam shvarim la becheska kaiminim, Mr. Sammy. Which means what? It means that a shore itself needs an extra guardian. It doesn't guard itself. Okay? Therefore, you need to watch it more. And the concept that you didn't watch it more, what should happen? really you should have to pay. It makes a lot of logical Torah, legal sense, judicial sense that what? You should be chayav everything. For the Torah was chatz on you not to have everything. That's chatzi nezik mamu. What? That's chatzi nezik mamu. Okay?
Why Torah is not even going to be had?
Because it says the chasalem. Torah watches out on your money. Right? There's a concept that Torah watches over your money, doesn't want you to spend too much money on things. Right? There's a lot of sugyas and shots like that. Okay? Then what? The other side of the coin. And that's what now, this is what the Gemara, this is what he's saying now. Hainu lamanda omar chatzi nezik mamu. Tislay stam shvarim la b'cheska shimur kan. But according to the other manda omar, avlamanda omar, that chatzi nezik is knasa. What does it mean? It's a knasa, says Tosfos. The islay, because they hold stam shvarim b'cheska shimur kan. And really what, if the, what does that mean, Mr. Askis? Since the shvarim should what? Could watch themselves. Should I really have to pay? No, I don't have to pay. And really, if that's true, that I don't have to pay, the only reason why I have to pay is the Torah gave me a little slap on the wrist to make sure that it doesn't become, like, since right now, right, so it doesn't become a mu'at, right? That's the language of the Gemara in Tet Vav, right? That says, right, K'nasa K'savar Stam Shvarim B'cheska Shimur Kaim. It watches itself. The Torah gave me a small little slap on the wrist to make sure now to watch your shore. In order to watch myself now. But really, in principle, I shouldn't have to. The Torah is saying, you better watch out. You know, now just watch out. Okay? If that's true, Avalaman Damar Tosu says, then Chatzi Nezek is Knasa. The Islay Stam Shvarim Mecheska Shimur Kaimi. Lo Asya Karen Mekulu. Can Rina come on? If that's true, and it's a knas, you can't learn Karen from everything else. If Karen is mom is strong, you can learn everything, right? But here, lo asik Karen mikul, you can't learn Karen from everybody. Kedam Rina come on. As the Gemara says, kishad is bor minayu, asik kul. When you can learn everything from bor, you can learn everything from bor except Karen, right? Why can I learn everything except for Karen? The ikla mitroch, because you can ask shekain muadim mitchilasa perish. Everybody else, all the other avos, as we said, is dark and lahazik. Slovenia, you're right, what we're saying. Right? Masha ain't came big Karen. Masha ain't came big Karen. The cheska shim. We just finished according to chatzi nezek is chnas. Then what? It's cheska shmirasan. And therefore, you did not dark on lahazik. And therefore, I couldn't learn it out from everyone else. So the bottom line of the havamina of Tosfos is I don't know where the havamina of the Gemara comes from. That if it's Karen the Chuberis, it should be more machmir. It can't be learned out from Tlusha, because Tlusha has a very specific. If it's from Tlusha, you should say, we have the rule of Tam and Mu'at. You can't learn it out from all the other Avos, according to the Mandamra that Chatzi Nezek is Knas, because the Gemara explicitly states what? What does the Gemara explicitly state? That you could learn all the other Avos except for Karen. So I can't learn it out. What? So according to the moment, he says it works. According to the moment, you're right. So according to the moment, it works. But he said according to Knas, it doesn't work. Okay? So within this, now we're going to try to explain everything. Now we're going to explain. Everyone look into the brisker of. Right. According to the Chatzi Nezek of Mamon. Right? Correct. Correct.
Right?
We want to work both. Correct. So, within this, we're going to explain, hopefully, and try to close up the sugya now in the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav has many chidushim here. Okay? I counted at least two chidushim, if not three. Okay? Ready for the chidushim? The Brisker Rav says as follows. What do you mean, which one? I only gave you one Brisker Rav. Right, so we're going to look at both sheets. Okay, first, if you could do on the bottom of page 130, going then to 132. The Brisker Rav explains as follows. And again,
I don't want to erase what's on the board, because I think it's important for later. So if you could just look over here.
Again, this is what is going to be the fundamental chakir over here. We have Arba, Avos,
Nizikin. Okay, that's the start of our Mishnah. Right? Shor and Bor and Mavet, four separate categories in age. And then all of a sudden we have, towards the end, Tzara Shavet. The question is, what's the relationship between these? Right? Darka, Ahazik, and Shmirasan, Alecha. What's the relationship between these? Why did, if it's Tzara Shavet, then what do I need the Arba Avos for? What do I need the Arba Avos for? The Arba Avos, as the first thing we said in Shir, it seems to be four separate units. So we're going to have Chidushin both ways. Okay? Here we go. Says the Briskarov. This is the Pshat in the Gemara which we just learned. The bottom of page 131. Okay?
What is this?
Lefizeh. This is the Pshat in the Gemara. What do you want? We're not doing that now because we've already said that outside already. We've already said that outside already. Just for time wise now, I want to be able to finish. Yeah. Well, the fizeh near the zeu gam bir divrei agamara. What we just learned. Ma'u the same kipali rachman ben tam lemuad hani mili bikar tulusha. Am mechuber zeh mekulim wadasi. Bishum de lefia ms. La'achar, listen to what he says. La'achar shiksuvim kol adalad avos nezikin. After it writes avos nezikin, hare kol. Listen to what he says right now. Hare kol din chiyuvei nezikin. Kol din chiyuvei nezikin. Talui rak bedarko lahazik ushmiras alecha. The mechayev, what obligates me to pay, is what says the Briskarov, is this. Is the Tzara Shavet. Darko lahazik. Why? Right? Says the Briskarov, which is known as the Griz. Rav Yitzchak Zev Salavation. Okay? The Briskarov says, this is the mechayev. This is what obligates me. What obligates me? If I do an act that has darko lahazik shmiras alecha, you know what it is? I am now a mazik. What is mechayim me to pay is what? Not a boar, not an ish, not a shor, not a mavet. What is mechayim me to pay? When I do an act that fits into this category, and that makes me what? A mazik. So then what do you ask, if that's true? Why do I need the first one? Says the Briskarov, to the Fia Emes, La'achar shiksuvim kol adal avos nezikin harein kol din chiyuvin nezikin tolui rak bedarko lahazik ushmiras an alech ugetz denam b'masnis. And as the Mishnah said, I turn the page. Tachzad ha-shoveh shabahem v'chule v'lo nemru kol ha-shimot shel ha-avot nezikin rak li'inyan chiluki adinim. Why does it say all these names of the avos? Why? Of the avos nezikin? Rak l'inyan chiluki adinim. It's going to be what? Because there are specific laws if it's a boar or a shor or eish, as the Gemara and Daf Hey says. Could move from Daf Hey. Techi katvinu rachmana. Why does it have a category? We read the psukim on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. We read the psukim and it said ki yiftach bor and ki yichre bor. Why does it say that? Because we have specific halachot. If it's called a bor, then you're going to be pater. If it's not a behemoth, it's keli. If it's ash, if it's covered up, then you're going to be pater. That's why it writes its halachos. Meaning, I'm in the third line. Umemeila, the rakli inyan hilchotayim. Only within regards to the halachot, whether you're pater or chayav, is the importance of the name. A bor, eish, shein, v'regel. But he repeats himself. Avalinyan chiyuva, hakol talui rak bedarko lahazik ushmiras alecha. V'kol shedarko lahazik ushmiras alecha, mechuyav. And now he's going to explain our Gemara. So again, here's the structure. What's the structure? Why am I chayav? Answer? Tzara Shavet. Am I a mazik? Now, so why do I need these names? To tell me? Because if it's what? If it's called a shor or called a keren, there are specific laws that I might be chayav or not chayav for. Okay?
You don't understand the difference.
Again,
what makes me
chayav? Well, you can see the difference now within our Gemara and with everything. Okay? Well, the question is, what makes me chayav?
Right? The tzara shavet, that what? And does it have to be called a boar? No. Does it have to be called in the halachic category called eish? The answer is no. You know what it has to be called? It has to fit into this definition. That what? It's a tzara shavet is what? I did an act that is darkon mahazik and shmiras lecha, that makes me a mazik. What obligates me money? The answer is, I did an act that now I have a shame mazik. Now, what is the importance of these categories? The importance of the categories is because I might be potter in certain specific halachot. Let's explain. Okay, that's it's the second stage. Give me a second. Okay, keep going for a minute. Therefore, now he explains our Gemara. Because what was our Gemara? Our Gemara was saying, besides the Chatzin Ezek Momon piece, I don't understand the Havamina. How could it be that Ema Mechuberet, how could it possibly be that Mechuberet would be more stringent than where it came from? How could it possibly be? Right? If the Pasuk says what? Karen. And that's where I learned it from. So that's the difference is Chatzin Ezek Tam Mor, Chatzin Ezek Nezek Shalom. That's what it's from. How could it be more? Look at the Brisker Rav now. Amazing pshat. Okay? And again, I gave you a precedent at the beginning of the day just to understand that there's a difference. That what obligates you. The quick example I said again in the beginning was Avelos, right? Lo aleinu, somebody loses a parent. Right? Midine Avelos, he has to say Kaddish. The mechayiv there for me to say Kaddish is Mehelchos Avelos. Now the question then comes, now when you actually say Kaddish for 11 months, what is that called? So there's a machlokas. Is that called Hilchos Avelos, Nihugi Avelos, or is it called Kibur Avel? Okay? So even though the Mechayev was Avelos, but what I'm doing now might have a totally different name. Okay? That was a distinction. Okay? Which Tosfos didn't grasp and didn't want, and doesn't say that. He says, you learn it from Karen, it's Karen. That's it. You can't go anymore where it's coming from. The Brisker Rav is going to say as follows. Here's Pshat in the Gemara. Vakein Zehu the Kamar HaGemara. I'm 5 lines in. Demahu the same. I keep all the Rachman. Beitam the Mord. I mean the Karen Tulush. Ratzal Omer. Dahare halacha misuyemet. Sheyesh bekeren. What's the Havamina that I would have thought once I have a pasuk in Melachim that I have a specific halacha by Karen to make a distinction between a short time and a short muat, as we just said in Daf Hey, that what is the function of the Arba Avos Nezikin is that there are specific, not generic laws, but specific laws within Karen. There are specific laws within Bor. There are specific laws within Eish, right? And Adam, there's a right. And therefore what? Valzeh hu de ne'emar shein keren. Why do I care about the Arba Avos? It's because why? Because there are specific halachot about it. And what? Once I know from Tzidkia that what? What is the definition of that category of keren? It's called keren tzlusha. And therefore that's the distinction between, and those are the halachot of whether it's tam or mu'at. But in Cain, Ra Karen Tulusha is the name fits into this category called Karen. That's what the pasuk says. That's in the Havamina. Aval Mechuberet. Stick with me. Aval Mechuberet. Is that called a Karen?
No.
Love Karen who? It's not called a Karen. Velo ne'mar ba. It's not included in the halach of Karen. Right? What's the halach of Karen? Define Karen Wikipedia. What is Karen defined as if I only had the pasuk of Tzidkia? Tlusha. Therefore, is Karen Mechubar in the box, what we call the Av of Karen? The answer is
no.
Okay? And therefore, right? There you go. Very good. Right? Av al Mechuberet. Love Karen who? And therefore, does it say the halachot? Would I then say apply the halachot of Karen? No. What was the halachot of Karen? Difference between Tam and Mu'at, Chatzin Nezek and Nezek Shalom. And therefore, since it's not included in that box, what might I think then? I might think that why am I chayav more? Right here. Because it's a tzad ha-shoved. That what is it? That's a normal way. Darko mahazik or shmira son alecha. And therefore that's why I would think that what? It could be more. Because it's the machayiv is tzad ha-shoved. It could be more. It doesn't fit into Karen. Exactly. That's the habimim. Because the definition of Karen is what? If I only had that pasuk, is Karen Tlusha. And that's the distinction between chatzi nezek and nezek shoved. Versus what? Versus when it has tzara shavish event. Versus once I understand, according to this, that what? That Karen Mechubar, does it fit into the category of Karen? No. And that's the whole purpose of having these categories. Does it fit in within these chiluki tashlumin? Therefore, that the Havamina says the Briskarov. When Meila, therefore, how could I learn it? Because I learned it together with all the other avos. This is a mematzinu. Okay? And therefore, the chiluk between the tama to the muetes, leka b'mechuberas. The din tam vim muet. What is tam and muet dependent on? The name, Karen. The halachic category, arba avos. That's what the Gemara in Daf Hei says, in dinim. The din tam and muet toli b'ikar ha-shem shal Karen. Zeu rak, Karen Tlusha. Of a mechuberes lav Karenu. It's not a Karen. And even, remember like Tosa says, even if the chiyuv is learned from Karen to Lusha, right? Of a din tam and muat. For the tam and muat, what do we need this distinction? What do we need? Of a din tam and muat, be'in on ikar ha-shem shal Karen. V'zeu rak bitlusham v'lo b'mechuberet. And that's the havamina. The kulam muetesi, the less far chinish otam. There's no chinish of chatzi nezek. Why? Because that's only by what? Only by the actual name of called Karen. Within this idea that you have what? You have this concept called shame hamazik. And within that, the whole point of the arba avos is what? Is just to teach me about the halachot. Now we're going to go back to yesterday's shir. This is the pshat now of toldos piyotzben or toldos lav piyotzben. Says the briskarov, v'lefizeh, nira. Okay, I'm on the bottom. Tizeu gam birabai, and here comes a tremendous chiddush. Im toldos en kiyotzben, lav piyotzben, lefi perush harif. He says as follows. Hainu, ikar abayi. What's the major question? Whether toldos of nezikim are like the avos. Normally what we thought, toldos, right here, you'll tell me ischeresh. I don't want to tell you ischeresh. You tell me ischeresh and smile and enjoy the kedusha of Torah and the mesikos of Torah. Ah, givalt, this is so good. Hainu di ikar abayehi, im gama toldos, shema avalem, le'inyan hadinim hamiyuchadim bahem. The toldos, when I have a toldo of Karen, right? What do we say? We have arba avos, right? Short word. Let's call it Karen for a second, okay? And we have the toldos of Karen, neshicha, right? So now we come back to the toldos, right? Toldos of nezik, okay? So when we have over here, when we have neshicha here, right? When you're biting, and that's called the toldo of Karen. What is that? What is that? Is that called Karen? Is that called, halachically called Karen, or not? Toldosein kiyotzim and olav chayvotzim. Is it, right, you have, Nick, right? Everyone, like, Nick Jr., you know what I'm saying? Everyone know what I'm talking about? Oh, boy. Guys, I don't know what I'm talking about. Hashem Yirachem. Now, the concept of the children, right? Does the child have his own name, right? To maybe do it a little different. Franklin wrote, this guy's Junior, you know, everyone Junior, right? Does he have your own name? Right? That's what he's saying right now. Hainu! Oh, my goodness. It's classics here, boys. Classics. The Ikar Abayu. Lahabu. Im gama toldos. Shame avalehem li inyan hadinim amyuchadimem. What does it mean, toldosem kiyotzimem? This neshicha, do I call it Karen? It's a told of Karen. That I call it Karen, and why do I care if it's called Karen or not? With all of its halachot, which we just said from Daf Hey, or look inside. In gamma toldot shem avalem inan adinim yuchudim mem, the toldot the bori, When I say in the case of told to the board, he acts machine more. It has that Wikipedia category that halacha kari called board. The chain told to the Karen and told to the Shane and Regal and Ash. They have the name halachically of Shane Karen, Shane Bor, Shane Regal, Ash. What's the nafkamina? What we said. The nafkamina is, do those laws apply or not? For example, nafkamina in Patur Kalim, we had said, Kalim by the halachic Wikipedia category of Bor, to what has to fall into the Bor? An animal. An animal's got to fall into the Bor. Okay? And if Kalim fall, you're putter. Okay, Tamun, concept with a fire. It's a Xeris HaKasuf, Miyuchad for the halachic Wikipedia category called H. So now we're asking, Tolda Seim Kiyotzim and or Lav Kiyotzim. Does the Tolda, is it, when I have a Tolda, does it have its own name? Or does it, have the halachic name of the Av? The Tamun, for Shusarab and the Sparbinian said, Tilinian said, Etzim Hashem Shabor Ve'esh, V'Shem V'Regel. Vizeldi Boylan, this is Shatna Gemara. In Gama Tolados, Nichlalim Be'etzem Hashem Shalav. So, what's the question about Tolda Saint Kiyotzman? Does, when I have a Tolda, does it, what does it mean Kiyotzman? Does it have the shame of the Av, and therefore the Nafkamina, what? Have those halachot, or what? Or Lav Kiyotzman, which means what? Ratzalomer, the Nehida Toldos. It's true that the Toldos are learned from the Avos, Le'inyan, Chiyuva. It's true that how do I know that the Tolda of Karen? How do I know that the Tolda of Karen is Chayef? Where do I learn it from? Tzadashov. Right? Where do I know? It is true. Toldos say Lav Kiyotzman as I learned it from the Tzadashov. To tell me that I'm what? A Mazik. It's dark on the Hazik. But what? Is it the same? Toldo say Lav Kiyotzim. Is it the same as the Av? No. And therefore what? Therefore? Pay a different amount, but not pay less. Pay more. Pay more. Because what did we just say? By the board. What's the whole point? Toldo say Kiyotzim means what? By the board. We said for it, if it's a board and an animal falls in, that's when you're chayav. Xer is accustomed by the board. If it's Kalin that falls in, you are Potter. But if I say Toldo say Lav Kiyotze Bahen, then what? Then it's true that I learned, what's the Mechayiv? I learned it from the Av. I learned it, listen to what I just said. I learned it from the Av. Which Av? The concept of, not my, this Arba of Nezikin, but the Tzad HaShavah, the Shem Mazik. But is it in the Wikipedia Halachic category called Bor? No! And therefore, if it's not called Bor, if Kalim fall in, am I chayav? Yes! The chiddush of the Briska Rav is that Toldo say in Lav Kiyotzman is not lit. Kula. It's chumr. Right? That I would have thought that if we say Toldos are not like Avos, normally I would think it means that you should be less. But here it's saying since it doesn't have the halachic category of the Av, it's true that I learned from the four Avos as a Tzad HaShutaf that I'm a Mazik and I'm Chayiv, but since it doesn't have the name of that Av, so therefore I don't have all those dinim of the Av to what? To make me potter. Right? That's the beauty of the Briska Rav. And this is how he's explaining the riff also.
Why is it cooler? He says it's a bit less. Meaning the Av Lach is a bit general one.
Yeah, but it is, and that's what you would always think. But the point is, what do I learn? Why? What's the necessity of the Arba of Us Nezikin according to the Briska Rav? The necessity is to tell me about the halachot. It's not telling me that that's the reason I'm chayiv. So it's, if it fits into that category, those halachot apply. If it doesn't fit into the category, those halachot don't apply. So therefore, Tolda say Lav Kiyotzim, and since it doesn't fit into that category, then what? It's more stringent. And therefore, by the case of Tamun by Eish, since it doesn't fit into that category, I'm Chayiv. By the case of Kalim by Bor, I'm Chayiv. By the case of Shane and Regel and Rosh Hasharabim, I'm Chayiv. Why? Because it doesn't have that shame, what? That shame of the Av.
So is that the reason why we say, since Mechubar doesn't have the shame of Keren, you say we'd be more strict, and that's what
he had said. That's exactly what he had said. right within that, since it didn't have the shame of Karen, therefore those all those dinim, even if I learn the concept of from Karen to Lusha, that it's a shame mazik, but it doesn't have to have the chalo shame of Karen. If it doesn't have a chalo shame of Karen, you should what? You don't have the distinction between Tam and Mut. Okay? And therefore, so the Brisker Rav is basically saying again, when the Rif brings down this concept of the distinction between Chatzi Nezek and Shor Tam and Shor Mut, it's just as an example. It's Lav Dafka there. Okay? It means by all the cases. And number two, he's saying the major chiddush of Todosei and Lav Kiyotzman is that it's Le Chumr. Okay? Why? Okay, that's the Chumr. Stop right there. What time is it? 11:45, 11:50? I mean, 12:45, I mean? Okay. The other side, take a question after. I just want to tell quickly the other side. The other side of the coin is Rav Nachum. Rav Nachum says the other side of the coin. Rav Nachum says that, no, the Mechayiv is not the Tzad HaShavish Ben. You know what's the Mechayiv? The Mechayiv is Arba Avos Nezikin, which means what? To use my language now, what he says, Arba Avos Nezikin means is that you have an Iker Mazik. There's a thing called an Iker Mazik, and that's called Arba Avos Nezikin. Okay? If you look inside, Rav Nachum, okay, and I'll just say one thing and then I'll point out a couple of very important points. Okay? So the question of Toldos Ki Yotzim and Olav Ki Yotzim, the question is going to be that once it's a Toldo, like many of us intuitively would have thought, so by definition it's less. It's not as great of a mazik. And if it's not as great of a mazik, what would I think? Maybe it didn't make the cut. It didn't reach the cutoff point, right? You get cut off varsity team. You have to be. So, what's the cut? The cut is here. Tzad HaShavah Shemen. So this, what happens in the Mishnah, is you have the four avos. Okay, these are the granddads. These are the Iker Mazik. To the point, as we will say, that the Gemara, the one of the Mishnah say, if I only had written one of them, I could learn all of them. Why? Because those are the Iker Mazik. Okay? The question comes, now the Tolda, and therefore, because that's the, this Tzad HaShavah is all telling me about the Avos. The question comes from the Tolda, whether it's Kiyotzman or Lav Kiyotzman, is that since the Tolda is not as the Iker of the Mazik, okay, does it make the cut to be chayev or not? That's what he's going to say the question is. Okay, let me explain so where he answers up a lot of the questions.
So how does he explain
the Chubar? Hold on. I need to do all this things with Chubar.
How can you possibly say that Toldo wouldn't be chayev? What would be the point of having
Toldo? Oh. So that's part of the question also. So that's what we had asked. So he gave a couple other answers, which I'm not going to do now because I have very little time. But I want to be a good Jew, and therefore to answer the question, I want to ask another question. Okay. Now, what did Rashi say? How do we understand, okay, without even looking at it, what do we say the question of Toldo Sein Kiyotzman or Lav Kiyotzman means? According to Rashi. What makes something an Av? It's Mefurish in the Pasuk, right? Mefurish in the Pasuk. What's it told to them? Not in the Pasuk, right? Okay. So what did the mission? How did the mission then go about? Lo Reik Zeh. What did the Mishnah say? That if you would have written what, all you had to do is write one of them. And if I write one of them, I could know the other ones from it. Correct? Is that what the Mishnah said? If I only write one of them, I don't need to write all four. Or write, I'll learn one or two, right? Zeh v'zeh. Right, and then that's why the Mishnah has to make the chiluk and say, no, this one has a Ruach Chaim, this one doesn't have a Ruach Chaim. Right? You should ask me a question. The Gemara asks, Toldo Sein Kiyotzman or Lav Kiyotzman? Bring me a proof from the Mishnah that it's clear that Toldo Sein is Kiyotzman. What's the definition of a Toldo? That it's not written, right? So we just said. So what was the Gemara's, what was the Mishnah's question? Mishnah says I should only write
one
or two of them. And then I can learn what? Something that's not written from it. How am I going to learn something that's not written from it? You know why? Because toldoseyen kayotze bahem. Because the what's the definition of an av? When it's written. Right? So you're telling me, don't write all four, and don't write bore, don't write short, don't write one of them, and I'll learn one from the other. So ask to everybody, the tzmach, the pnei v'shem, everybody ask. What's the question of the Gemara? Told us saying, kiyotzim and lavkiyotzim. You have a mafurish proof from the Mishnah. Look inside. I brought it from you here, Rav Nachman, but everybody asked him. Dinei be'ikr safik ha-gemara. E told us saying, kiyotzim or lavkiyotzim. Makshim ha'olam. The medibrei ha-mishnah muchach. From the Mishnah itself, told us saying is kiyotzim b'hem. Why? The Mishnah mevor. The amole ha-pirchos. If it wasn't for the questions that we had, having much of the mail, if we could have learned the kol dalada avos nizik in me'adadi, we could have learned all the avos ayidei b'mematzino b'me'atzad. Ulechora, what does it mean? Il mole de kasva torah kol avos. If it didn't write all four or six or 20, whatever, having chashvino na'otam diktivi avos, the ones that are written are avos, and the ones that are not written are toldos. V'im kein midehiksha tana, Mr. Katz, midehiksha tana. Write one and learn the other ones from it. Right? So muchach, from the question itself, it's clear that toldo same as kayotzebo. V'ika chiyuv mamon betolada. So how do we answer this? No problem. Simcha. And I'm at the end and people are tired. Okay? We're saying there's a question of told the same kiyotzvin alav kiyotzvin. Asks all the afronim for sure, what's the question? In the Mishnah itself, we have the answer. How in the Mishnah itself, we have the answer. What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah says, Arabavos nizikin ashor bor maveh behevim. Correct? Then it says, lo hare ha shor kare ha maveh, lo hare ha maveh kare ha shor. Now, and then it says, lo zeh vezeh, sheesh bahen. Meaning, how did you understand the Mishnah? You understood the Mishnah that if it wasn't for that distinction, what he called the pircha, of Ruach Chaim or not, how did Rashi explain the Mishnah? All you have to do is, do you need to write all of them? No. Just write one or two of them, and you learn from what we call Mama Tzipu, or Tzara Shavimim. Meaning, that how does Rashi, how do you understand it? We had said, write one or two of them. And then the rest of them you learn from the other two written. But what's the problem? Not a problem. But just definitionally. What is an av? That which is written. What's a tolda? That which is not written. So the assumption of the question of the Mishnah is what? That can I learn, is tolda ka'av or not ka'av? The assumption is, if it's saying, write these two, and I'm going to learn these from this, these that are not written, from these that are written, what's it telling me? What's the assumption? That toldo saying is kayotze bahen, mefurish. What's the question of the Gemara? It's saying the definition of an av and a told, an av is what? That which is written. Told is not written. It's saying write these, and the ones that are not written, i.e., in our terminology, toldos, you can learn from the avos. So it's mefurish, toldo saying could be learning from the avos, because told the same kiyotze man. It's a brilliant question from the actual reading inside of the Mishnah. I love how everyone's with me.
The question of Rashi.
What?
The question of Rashi.
How Rashi explained it. I mean, if you explain it a different way.
Explain it like how
you. I don't know. Okay. Therefore, the assumption of that question is that what is the chiyuv of the tolda? The chiyuv of the tolda comes from the mamatzinu of the av. That what? Why am I going to be told to say it kayotzven? Because that what? Don't write the tolda, and then I'll learn it as a mamatzinu from the av. However, Rav Nachum says that's not why I'm chayev from the tolda. It's not because of the Menatzin. He says opposite of the Briskarov. The Tolda is included. Read it with me on the bottom of the page. The Tolda hav yo bichlal hav. Ve'etzim zeh shehi Tolda ta'av gorim chiyuv. What's the gorim? What's the machayev? Not like the Briskarov says that the machayev is all four of them together. You know what the mechayim of the Tolda is according to the what? According to Rav Nachum? It's the Tolda of the actual shame of the Av. I'm underneath that Av. It's called an Av, therefore the Tolda is now a subcategory of that Av. The total opposite of the Briskarov. And therefore, Elo de me'achar toldo lav hachi mamish ke'av. Since it's not exactly like the av, it's more damage light. It's not as big of a mazik. Therefore, me'bayle he told the same kiyotz ve'olav. V'shorish asofiku ha'im din tolada machriach shedina ke'av. Just because it's junior, is it exactly like the av in your chayv? Or maybe since it's a weaker mazik, we would say lav kiyotzi v'hen. And therefore the Mishnah, and then we're going to conclude. The Mishnah would say, if it would have written one, I would know the others. Is that referring to toldos? No! It's not referring to toldos. You know what it's referring to? Just the main avos. That's what the Mishnah says. What can I learn about the chiyuv of the Mishnah? The avos! Since these are the four granddaddy of mazikim, right? That's the mechayev, not like the Briskarov of the halachos. That's the mechayev, right? Therefore, what? Just write one of them, and what am I going to learn from it? Not the toldos. I'll learn what? Avos. That's what I can learn from it. The toldos. Toldos. The question. And that's what he says now. Uminataima. Even if there's some sort of kula and pircha in the tolda, I don't care to learn it from the av. The tolda is included in the av, and you have to learn it from the mematzinu. Explains Rav Nachum, when you have a tolda bichlala av, this is the din of tolda da av. And what he says is what? Toldo sayin lav kayotzuben, and your mom is potter, to explain Rashi. Why? Because you have a certain degree, you have a certain madad. At what point is it an av? We know that what? If you have four avos, those are the granddaddies, right? The whole concept of tzad hashav is only talking about the avos, not talking about the toldos. And the whole idea about the concept of toldos, saying lav kayotz behem, it's beautiful. The Torah is saying there's an av, and the Torah by writing an av is saying this is what you're chayav for. The question by the Tolda is less of a mazik. Maybe it didn't make the cut, and it'll actually be potter. And this is what it means: Toldo saying lav ki yotzibah. Just one idea, since I have 1 minute, as we get into lechacha. What? Didn't make the cut to be able to be chayim. Mamish should be totally potter. That's pshat and rashi. Now it'd be pshat and rashi. What? We'll do it again. I'm already. What time is it? It's already 1 o'clock. I'm already way late, as they say. Just one idea from the parasha. It says, "Vayomer Hashem el Avram, lech lecha me'artzecha me'molaretcha me'beit avicha el ha'aretz asher echa." So everybody asks, "What's the extra word lecha?" Just go lech. What's the lech lecha? Lech lecha. And the Medrash actually even compares the Lech Lecha. It says, which Lech Lecha is greater? Is it the Lech Lecha of our parsha of making Aliyah, or the Lech Lecha that Kadosh Baruch Hu asks of Avraham Avinu to do the Nisayon of the Akedah? And the answer he gives is a little weird. It says, since it says Eretz Amoriah, it shows that that's more Chavav. But the question is an amazing question. Which is the greater Lech Lecha? Is it the Lech Lecha to make Aliyah, or the Lech Lecha to shecht your son? So there are different ways to be able to think about that, to think about the answer to that question. What are the opposite, meaning on a the simple shot is, what's the question? Right? You're shechting your only son that you waited for 100 years for. Right? Against all of your both theological beliefs and paternal beliefs. It's not even a kasha. Here, okay, at least I'm fine. So I don't eat pitzuchim and I don't wear sandals and I don't speak the language. Well, I'll figure it out. Right? What type of questions? What are the other answers to the question could possibly be that basically Avraham Avinu, when it comes to that kid, it's a one-time act. Now you could say he's got to live with it. It's true. But the actual commandment was a one-time act. And you go and you feel that high, or it's very, very difficult, and you have that one time act. Here, when we're talking about coming and Lech Lecha, not only are you leaving the family and leaving your heritage, but it's day in and day out. Day in and day out, to not only live with that act, but it's recreating yourself. It's Lech Lecha. It's recreating yourself, a new culture, a new language. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got to promise him, don't worry about it. You're going to be okay. The big challenge when we start Chorav Zman, because if I had to compare it, Elul was like the Akedah on a certain level. It's such a big, sharp, amazing, every night there's hundreds of thousands of people coming. Right? So everything's exciting. Right? Scary, exciting. Big stuff, right? Now, everyone's in the Torah routine. And now the question is more, still having that Lech Lecha experience of being away from family. Now really spending many, many hours learning a foreign text, learning Rishonim, learning Achronim, being able to really pride yourself to be able to go in day in, day out to challenge yourself. It's not easy. It's not easy, but that's the way it's Lech Lecha. That's the way, the language of Lech, as we explained earlier on in the week, from the word Holeh Ev Chachamim V'Yachkam. It takes effort. It takes a lot of effort to be able, on a day in and day out, not get bored by it, not get into the routine and just get into the routine, but make sure that you're working, make sure that you have your goals, make sure that you're getting continuously trying to be chadesh to learn and become that Talmud Chacham and learn within yourself. And that's why I suggest about the Parsha essay and the Gemara Chabur. It's giving you that project each time to sink your teeth, to say v'tein chalkeinu b'toratech, to be able to get my chelik. And that chelik is going to be day in and day out. As Rabbi Tarigan always quotes the Rabbi Kiva Eger, you can't learn all Torah Kula in one night and get 20 hours. It doesn't happen. It's a day in and day out process. And each time you learn, now you did the Brisker Rav. And now you did the Tosos. And hopefully you'll go over the Rav Nachum. And you'll get, wow, Kival, total same Kiyotzbe. Never heard of it before. Now you're able to understand the Av and Toma. Wow. And each time, day in and day out, getting the Chelek. Within that, Meretz Hashem, you'll be able to not only create yourself, continue throughout life, my brachas, to continue recreating yourself. I try to do that. A lot of people say, oh, this is who I am. This is who I am. Okay, the biggest challenge is to say, yes, I know my strengths. And continuing, I know my weaknesses. When I went to go to an NCSY Shabbaton, I know I have terrible, in high school, I hated myself that way. Hated. I always got lost. Right? So like, over the years, it's gotten developed, right? You have GPS, right? Now you have Waze. So for me, Waze is like, mamish, like, me'ashem, basko, Moshe Stalat, basko. It's pashuk, halacha ki Waze. Right? For me, it's at Mamash Halacha. There's no suffix. It's Pabash. It's, Acharei Rab. Forget about it. No chance. Meaning, my brother bought me a GPS. I took my wife out to dinner to Ramat Gan, to GPS. I said, okay, we're going to follow the GPS. We put in the coordinates, we put in the address. You know, we went and followed right, left, going in the right direction. All of a sudden, it says, you've reached your location, and we're in the middle of like a ditch. You know what I'm saying? Like even the GPS was messed up for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, mom is like unbelievable, right? But the ways, Baruch Hashem, the ways. I know what you have to know what your strengths are. You have to know what your weaknesses are. But at the same time, you have to go and lech lecha and work at it and develop. Work on some of your weaknesses or strengths. Recognize them. Know what they are. Both within learning and within personality. And Bezrat Hashem, like we have Avraham Avinu, our mechanech, our teacher, Bezrat Hashem, each day and day out. You may not see it right away every single second. But I guarantee, I see it already. People developing and creating. So remember, we have a beautiful Shabbat with Rabbi Horn. And we'll see it Sunday morning. Bezrat Hashem.
How would you ask the question?
Which question?